The September 10th Democratic primary race for two citywide councilor-at-large seats in Syracuse puts the spotlight on crime in the city. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, three of the four candidates spoke about the issue during the second part of a Campbell Conversations forum.
The four-way race pits two incumbents, Lance Denno and Gene Kessner, who were not endorsed by the city's Democratic committee and who at times have been at odds with the administration of Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, against two-party favorites, Pam Hunter and Jeff Wright. Three of the four joined Grant Rear for the Campbell Conversations. While applauding much of the work the City Police Department does, all agree officers need to be better connected with the community. Hunter believes part of that responsibility lies within city residents.
We can't rely on, X the number of officers all the time. We have to, be responsible ourselves.
Wright says the community connection's especially important when many crimes go unsolved because witnesses won't come forward.
We need to find some way to connect them better with the community where these safety issues are, where these crime issues are really very serious, so that we can extract from people the information needed when crime happens. The community has to help.
Denno believes creating a better connection with the community means a more effective policing model, and he says that lies with Police Chief Frank Fowler.
We need to have a police chief that is holding his officers accountable to the public, and responding to the Citizens Review Board.
Denno says he bases that on lawsuits against the city involving the police and says it's indicative of a police department where there isn't enough accountability by officers. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
And more of this candidate forum can be heard this Sunday evening at 6 on the Campbell Conversations here on WRVO Public Media.